best it can be. KVOE Live and Local, Sunshine, 74 degrees. It is 8:24. Oh, it is time to chat with our good friend Phil Totten. What's in outdoors? A summer-long family fun fishing contest update is soon to be unveiled here. Phil, good morning. How are you?
I'm pretty good, Ron. I'm sitting here at Studio South looking out across the lake, watching a couple of squirrels play a ring around the bird feeder. Just wondering what they have on their mind this morning.
I was going to say what kind of activity you have out there. Squirrels are moving, huh?
Yeah, you know it. Ron, the contest is really going good. We got the week two winners. I think we have about 140 entries already.
Wow.
Listeners, keep those entries coming. This contest is for kids 17 and under, and we will be giving away a Kansas Lifetime Hunting or Fishing License. Now, if that young person is 7 or under, that'll be a combo. So it is worthwhile to send me your stories. Send to me by email at youthfishingkansas.com and gmail.com. And we will reply to you. And our drawing is on Wednesdays, and it's carried on the Flint Hills Live Channel. So this week we have, starting with bass, is Carson Zillion. He's 6 years old. We call it a family pond. Carson lives up around the Linden area. So we're getting entries from all over. It just sort of helps me with my Kansas geography when I get on the road. So, okay, now Channel Cat is Logan Trainer, and they said the Kelso River. I was just wondering if that might be the Neosho River up around Kelso at the north end of Council Grove Reservoir, but he's pictured with a real nice Channel Cat. And you can go to the Flint Hills Live Channel's Facebook page and my own personal page to find these results and pictures of the kids. So for crappie, we have Tate Stevenson. Tate is 13 years old, and he comes up, I believe, from Oklahoma, but he stays here at Council Grove City Lake with Grandma and Grandpa's cabin, and he's sent in entries before. He was a three-time winner last year, so he's pictured with a nice crappie. Sunfish is Ben Smith-Hissler, and Ben's mother is a school teacher there in Emporia and has a nice sunfish called at Lyon County Fishing Lake.
Okay.
Hey, Lyon County is a hidden gem. Or there, you just need to go out there and go and explore it. I can tell you a few things that happened over there in the 60s. well, we call it Redding Lake, too. We won't go for there.
I'm with you, Phil. I'm with you.
Yes, sir. Anything goes is Poppy Lyons. Alex is her father. And anything goes, she caught a bunch of worms. Got out there and either dug them or we used to go out with a flashlight at night and catch the night crawlers, which was fun. But she shared the worms with her sister, and they also have entries in on the sunfish, where they called them. And worms were caught up around a body of water on the East Emporia. Well, Ron, we do have a What's in Outdoors tip of the hat.
Okay.
With the heat coming on, you want to stay hydrated, I guarantee you. And one way to do it, I don't know, the heat, the weather, all that has a bearing on fishing, but we will be having a kayaking in Marina Cove, and a lot of people come down there and stay hydrated, and tomorrow night we'll be having a kayaking, I can't say that word.
Karaoke, yeah, there you go.
Karaoke, so it's always fun. There is a big classic coming on over at Opie, and that'll be June 21. Of course, June 21, we'll have our regular show on, and I'm going to be announcing the winner or What's in Outdoors $1,000 scholarship for a young person.
Ooh, okay.
That wants to be involved in outdoor communication. So we'll have Makina Engel on our show next Friday. But the tournament over at Opie has been going on for I don't know how long, and now it's called the Steve Williams Classic. And it's at the Ebenezer Church.
Okay,
They'll have a community fish fry Friday, June 21, and Saturday, June 22. So just, I find the information in the shopper, but I'll try to get that up on my Facebook page to contact information. And they have a little tournament, and then they'll have a youth awards going on with that, too. So, Ron, you have a good weekend, and, of course, remember that special person on Sunday with Father's Day.
Father's Day. So any Father's Day plans for you? What are you going to be doing?
Well, I'll probably be working at the marina. My kids are traveling or just got back, but if they come to the lake, of course, we'll always have a joyous time. Tomorrow we'll be going to what you call Call Point Park in Kansas City to help them with their Juneteenth celebration. I'll be showing people how to play catfish and partake in the fish fries. So I know there'll be a lot of fish fries going on. It's a dirty old job, but someone needs to do it, Ron.
And that's you. I know that. And what did I read where you and Ginger were handing out fishing combos yesterday?
Oh, that was great. It was Wednesday. Ginger took the marina pontoon over and give their campers four different rides around the lake. And I felt sort of left out. I had to do some other things. So I did have a couple of donations from, and I got to give Troy McKenna a tip of the hat there in Kansas City, Bass Pro Lathan, and Abby Brinkley over at Cabela's in Wichita. I guess over the last 3 years, I probably have 500 fishing combos that they've given me that we give out. We give out to kids, to families, to groups, and anyone needs a fishing pole, you get hold of me if you can't afford one, I'll guarantee you. But yesterday, the campers that she took out on the pontoon on Wednesday, we went over and we took Little Mern. And, of course, dogs are a big part of camp, if the dogs mind. And the special campers, I just love talking to them. And we give them 20 fishing poles for their fishing program over there during the summer. And Watson Outdoors will be going over there when time permits to do a basic fishing 101 class for the campers.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah, and boy, that's a nice gift. And thanks again for all you do, Phil. We appreciate it.
I appreciate KVOE, Ron. Y'all have a good weekend, and remember Father on Father's Day.
Will do. Phil Totten, and Phil's with us Friday mornings, and through the early summer here, he'll be updating us on all kinds of winners with the summer-long Family Fun Fishing Contest. I'll log on to KVOE.com and click on the What's In Outdoors page, and Phil's always got information there on all of the latest with photos and how you can get your entries in and become a winner here with Phil. Great prizes, and the grand prize coming up at the end of the contest for the Lifetime Hunting and Fishing license from Phil Totten, What's In Outdoors. It is 8:31, 75 degrees. Phil's back next week with another edition of What's In Outdoors here at KVOE Live and Local. Let's check the headlines now from ABC.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden alongside...